Brian Clausen made it a memorable Boxing Day as he debuted at Western Springs Speedway and took out the 25-lap feature event win in round number one of the 2010-2011 International Midget World Series.
Clausen gets the initial jump off the outside of the front row, turns into second. Pickens to third, and he's gone straight to the top. Trying to get the front shot run on Jerry Coons Jr. down into turn number one. Great drive at the moment from Clausen. He's out in front and off the race. Brian Clausen on debut is going to look to take out the 25-lap Crown Plaza feature of the opening round of the International Midget World Series. O'Connor can't get around Jerry Coons Jr. Clausen takes the victory from Michael Pickens. Jerry Coons Jr. holds on to third from Shane O'Connor.
I've heard so much about this place and how incredible it was, and it was no tale. This place is unbelievable for somebody coming from America. To see a place packed like this with passionate midget fans is unbelievable. And I'm so proud to win here. Yeah, I add my name to the list of international winners.
Can Brian Clausen make it 2-for-2 in today's World Derby 30-lap feature event? Or will Lady Luck shine upon Brad Mosen unlike she did last year? We're about to find out. It's round two of the International Midget World Series from the Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand. And it's next here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, hi once again, race fans. I'm Sean. What a pleasure to introduce my co-host, the legendary midget driver in New Zealand, first driver ever to win 100 midget feature events. Graham Standring is joining us right now. Graham, a pleasure to have you with us here on round number two, the World Derby 30-lap feature event for the International Midget World Series coming up in just a moment or two here on the broadcast. I want to get your thoughts on round one, opening night of the series. Brian Clausen had never seen the racetrack before. How impressed were you with what he did in the 25-lap feature in winning for the first time ever in New Zealand soil?
Welcome, everybody. First and foremost, Brian did a fantastic job in the feature. Him and Jerry Coons Jr. started from the front row. But let's just back the truck up for a sec. In the hot lap session, like very first on the night, Brian Clausen in a brand new car, brand new team, he, within two laps of the hot lap session, he was 0.2 seconds off the track record. Now, when you put that into perspective, a guy, how versatile he is to can come to a new place, make the call to his crew chief, a guy he didn't even know, and then go out there and drive at that sort of pace was really quite phenomenal. And we in New Zealand haven't seen someone with that sort of talent come to the country for some time.
And is there any American driver that you equate to what he did to, say, guys back in the days like a Sleepy Trip or the late Larry Rice? Does any of those guys come to mind in terms of what Brian Clausen pulled off on opening night?
I think you'd have to go back a long way. Probably Sleepy Trip would be the next standout like that, and then possibly Rich Vogler after that. So what Brian Clausen did, and given his young age and the maturity in which he drove, and not only did he drive well, he presented himself well. He made more fans on opening night at Western Springs. We had an awesome crowd, something like 14,000 people. He made more fans on that one night than I accumulated in 30 years of racing.
I'm sure you have quite a bit of following there, Graham. Graham, your overall thoughts on Boxing Day, round number one?
Well, it was a dry, slick track. It was a good racing all night. Some of the guys had problems in the heat. The Australian team, they had trouble with their cars, and one guy got upside down, did quite a bit of damage to a down tube. But in the main, very good night's racing. The Americans dominated at this stage, coming first, third, and fifth in the main event. Second was a New Zealander, Michael Pickens. And fourth was another, this rookie guy that I had mentioned to you in my last report, has just come out of three-quarter midget racing, and he's in his first season of midget car racing. He made the New Zealand team. And he finished the feature in fourth place.
Of course, you're speaking about Shane O'Connor. Just how talented is this young kid?
He's been actually racing a long time. He's been racing about 9 to 10 years. Started off in quarter midgets and then three-quarter midgets. He's one of those sort of guys that when he's racing, he's not spectacular and he's not ricocheting off the wall or putting it up on two wheels. But at the end of the race, he's always right there, very conservative, but very, very talented and tidy driver, good to race against.
You mentioned me before we came on the air, showers moving through the area, maybe a little bit of rain before the races. How's that going to help out the racetrack, and what do you expect to see in night number two, the World Derby 30-lap feature event that we're about to hear.
Sure. The day today, the day before the race meeting, we've had heavy downpours, and it's been raining most of the day. So that moisture is going to go into the surface, and we're not probably going to experience the dry, slick track that we had last Saturday, or Sunday, sorry, boxing night. So we're going to get a good race surface on Wednesday night, and it's going to make things quite different. I expect Brian Clawson and Jerry Coons and Brad Loyette to still stand out, and the two or three New Zealand guys, but I think the rest of the field may struggle to meet the pace that these guys are going to be running at.
Well, it was definitely an exciting race on Boxing Day, and we're looking forward to seeing what the outcome of this event is going to bring us. For Graham Standring, I'm Sean Wood. Let's head out to the racetrack, and Jamie McCarthy with the call of tonight's World Derby 30-lap feature event.
Second night of the Crown Plaza Auckland International Midget World Series. It's the 30-lap World Derby. Again, I'm going to take the broadcast up to the SBS, to Sean Wood and the Dirt Track Channel. And believe it or not, he's had an inquiry from Greece. So we had a gentleman from Alaska listening in Sunday night, and we may have someone from Greece listening tonight. So tune in to the Dirt Track Channel, www.thedirttrackchannel.com. Thanks to Sean Wood for their, taking these broadcasts for the midgets and the sprint cars for both World Series. So they line up like this for the 30-lap World Derby. I think it's the 41st edition of this prestigious event. 39 USA, Brian Clawson will start out of position one, alongside the current Australian champ, Nathan Smee, out of position two in the 7 Australia car. 3 USA, the defending International Midget World Series champ, Jerry Coons Jr. from 3. 27, Hayden Williams from 4. Go back to Michael Kendall out of position 5, alongside Shane O'Connor. 88 USA, Davey Ray, former BMARA Midget champion, from position 7, alongside Shane Alex, who qualified a lot better than he did on opening night. Go back to grid number 9 for Sean Inslee in the second of the United Truck Parts Kings. 10, Wayne Green, another solid performance from Greeny in the total XF 10. He starts out of position 10. 05 USA, Brad Lawyer from 11. 5, Brock Maskevich from 12. Go back to the 97 of Philippa Melrose from 13. 32, Craig Atchison from 14. 87, Nick Cassidy from 15. 31, Ricky McGuff from 16. Out of the B main, Michael Pickens won that. He started out of position 17. They lost to rear end in one of the earlier heats. 95 S. Dwayne Hickman from 18. Brian Edwards, the 73K, currently doing a mini sprint chance from 19. And 4, Dave Jick from position 20. No Brad Mosen. Suffered an exhaust failure and inhaled some methanol fumes in the B main, and his race was over. Has not qualified for the 30. Alvin Culver's the first reserve. Michael Pickens is the reigning 30-lap World Derby champion. Second round of the Crown Plaza at Auckland International Midget World Series. 4 wide salute, Western Springs. Get up on your feet and show your appreciation. 20 starters for the 10-11 edition of the 30-lap World Derby. You look at some of the names that have won this race over so many, many years. Aaron, the likes of Bob Tattersall, Mel Kenyon, Sleepy Trip, of course. It's sort of been a bit of an American domination.
It certainly has. Of course, Michael Figlamini won it back in about 95, 96. But I tell you what, it's going to be exciting times. An American, Brian Clawson, he is unstoppable. Michael Pickett, defending champion, way back there in grid position, number 17. I don't know if he's going to be able to pull him in. That American is flying.
Watch this space. Pickens will be certainly one to watch as they've got the 4 wide salute rolling around Western Springs Speedway. They'll form back 2 by 2, an American Australian front row. An American Kiwi second row, an all Kiwi third row. Clawson is the points leader after night one. 37 points for win, 31 for second, 26 for third. Second round. Nail biting stuff. Davey Ray with a much better qualifying position after a deflated tyre in his heat race on night one. Running the CRC Synergy V8 number 88 aggressor. This is the car that Michael Pickens ran at last year's Chili Bowl.
Here we go, boys.
We are going to go racing. Lights are out at Western Springs Speedway. Clawson off the front row. Nathan Smee from the second row. Have they got the problem sorted out with the X-Wing at number 7? Current USA 1, Australia 1, and the New Zealand 1's mired back in grid 17. We are going racing for the 30-lap World Derby. Smee with the wheel stand off the start. Oh. He gets the jump to the outside of Clawson. He tries to come back up the inside. We should have 2 lanes working at both ends of the racetrack. Williams gets pinned up against the wall. He gets shot up by O'Connor. They both manage to continue.
Wilson, Kendall O'Connor, Alex. Three wide action across the start finish line. Davey Ray and Brad Laurier.
Yeah, Hayden Williams to the outside. Oh. Davey Ray got an inside run on him. Williams is going to lose three or four spots. Laurier pulling Wheelstones down the fence straight. He scored in the eighth position, chasing down Shane Alec and Sean Inslee. Davey Ray just in behind them. So a couple of Americans disputing territory for the Miners. It's me continuously from Jerry Coons Jr. and Brian Clawson. Clawson and Coons Jr. right in the points battle as Clawson's going to drive around the former USAC midget champ, the current USAC midget champ through the second. He's got that top line working as Kendall retires out of the fourth position. Here goes Clawson to the top of three, down into turn number three.
Clawson round the outside and makes the pass. New race leader, the 25 laps to go.
Well, he just sort of bided his time the first five. He said it was happy to run the bottom of Jerry Coons Jr. jumps the cushion. Loses 10 car lengths. He still holds on the third. Lyons pulling more wheel stands in the fifth position. Shane O'Connor in fourth, maintaining his excellent start to the series. The young TQ graduate, former national champion, his first season of racing midget cars at the hallowed Western Spring Speedway. Pickens is not far away. Pickens is up into the eighth position, chasing down Sean Inslee and Alec. He goes around him, and he's now scored in the seventh position, all the way from third position 17.
Clawson jumps the cushion in the middle of one and two, and he's starting to pull away. An eight-car gap between himself and national Australian champion Smee. Then they're going to make the curves. Lawyer trying to get round the outside. He passes O'Connor. Lawyer's up the fourth. That was America, Australia, America, America, New Zealand, New Zealand, New Zealand.
First of the Kiwis is Shane O'Connor. We got one up and over. Dwayne Hickman, I think, in the Castle 95 through one and two. Wow, that was ferocious stuff in the opening laps. We've completed 8 of 30. Brian Clawson, awesome on the top. He just sort of bided his time through the bottom in the middle in the early laps. Went from third to first, running that high line through three and four. He set the fastest lap of the race so far at a 14.921. So it'll be Clawson, Smee, Coons Jr. Lawyer from position 11 is now scored in the fourth spot. He needed that yellow because the top three had just sort of got away. Just waiting for Dwayne Hickman to get out of the Castrol 95 Bricker.
He's moving around in there, which is a good sign.
So Lawyer and O'Connor disputing a restart position for Ford. There's a little bit of debris down here on the racetrack into Town Bend. Looks like maybe the top off a shock collar or something. So it's Clawson in the United Truck Parts 39 Mopar powered King. Nathan Smee in the American Racing Spike Esslinger. Number 7, Jerry Coons Jr. in the Wendy's. Number 3, USA Spike Esslinger. Brad Lawyer. I think. All right, Brownie, if you got your mic on down there, Lawyer looking very, very strong and probably just needed that yellow.
Yeah, I think both Brad Lawyer and Michael Pickens looking at where he's moved up into at this stage. Just need that yellow to close things up a little bit, don't they? Just watching the 39 car out in front, though. Clawson going to be very hard to pull back, I think. But, hey, you never know. And isn't Shane O'Connor doing another fantastic job?
Well, this race is longer than the opening night at 25 laps, so the setups will be a little bit different again. Only 5 more laps, but they'll be running a little bit more fuel, a little bit more weight. So how good is Clawson going to be at the end of this race? That's where the setups and the crew chiefs really come into play.
How long, Jamie, since you've seen an international dominance of positions 1, 2, 3, and 4? Nathan Smee holding his own. Jerry Coons Jr. can't find a way around him. He's tried inside and outside.
Yeah, it was certainly, we haven't seen an Australian really featuring for many, many years. And Nathan hasn't had an awful lot of luck here over the last few years since he's been over here. But certainly, the American domination again, I mean, the likes of Pickens and Mosen, Shane Alec in the past have really been strong as well. So, yeah, it's a pretty sort of awesome sight out in front.
Yeah, I've missed all the grids, guys. Where did Brad Lawyer start out of in the news about mid-pack somewhere, wasn't he?
11, mate.
That's pretty close to the middle. Yeah, so he's certainly the one on the charge, isn't he? Him and Michael Pickens.
It's not quite the middle, Brownie. It's good 11. 10's the middle.
10.5.
We're going back to green with the restart, a lap 9 restart. Clawson the fastest on track. He leads them down through Brian Thompson on the flag.
So Clawson out in front. Smee looks at all. Look at this. Lawyer having a big look. And no, not two.
Jinsley and Cassidy get together. Cassidy spins up.
I tell you what, though, Lawyer was having a big look down the Wendy's 3 USA of Jerry Coons Jr.
And had that yellow not come off, I think he would have made the pass.
Yeah, well, Jerry went for a big run down the inside of Nathan Smee, but Smee was parked right there on the bottom and there was nowhere to go. And I think he just sort of checked up and that allowed Moyet to maybe get a run, but in behind them it was Cassidy and Inslee getting together.
The big barrier, the big mover, of course, is Michael Pickens from grid number 17 on the grid. He has now set himself in seventh position. He's moved 10 cars with still 22 laps to go.
Yeah, he certainly has. And one other thing, can we report, we saw Michael Kendall retire to the infield. Something coming down the back straight here on only what is about the second or third lap in the right front suspension. The front end just dropped. I saw something flick up out of the car. And that was the problem there. Anyway, something in the right front obviously broke.
Yeah, that was probably the top off a shock that we actually saw one of the Coke and Tool safety crew pick up off the racetrack. And a few of the team down here are still pointing at stuff down there on the track over the far side.
They're pointing down.
Yeah, must be a little bit of debris up against the fence off exit of turn four, but we're going to go back to green. I think it's off the racing line anyway as we go back to all Pickens and Alec. In seventh, the sixth and seventh, Chad O'Connor just out of here. The International still dominating. Corson, Smee, Coons Jr., Lloyd, O'Connor, Alec and Pickens. Here comes Davey Ray up into the eighth position. So another American running there with Sean Inslee.
Coons got the pass. Coons moves up to second place. The Australian champion looks back to third. Here comes Smee up the inside again, but Coons has got him. Lloyd under a ton of pressure from O'Connor.
Yeah, Lloyd looks a little bit better on the bottom. He's struggling to get through three and four on the top at the moment. As Pickens trying to work that top groove, we do have a yellow. This one is definitely debris. Just before that restart, there was something spotted over on the far side of the racetrack off the exit of four. So again, the drama continues to build. Pickens just looking at different lines at both ends of the racetrack. And Barry Lloyd looks to be a little bit better on the bottom through one and two. He's just struggling up against the sort of middle of the racetrack through three and four.
Yeah, well, certainly, I think, you know, there's a couple of guys at the moment, Nathan Spee, I mean, he's having a fantastic run, the best he's had so far. But, yeah, there's a couple of guys here, I think, if they get let loose from behind them. And, yeah, Loyette, he was one of the couple, wasn't he? A lot of them didn't try different lines on the first night. He did, and obviously a problem for Sean Inslee. He just pulled off the racetrack.
Yeah, so Sean Inslee retires from the United Truck Parts number 77.
The sister car, of course, to the Brian Clawson car, but he is just pulling away. Clawson with that open space in front of him, he's pulling away. Jerry Coons Jr. now be right behind him, and of course Nathan Smee said, O'Connor, still the best Kiwi in the fifth position, and he's got Michael Pickens and Shane Alec. You wouldn't want to be O'Connor, would you, as we're still trying to sort out positions, and the 87 Cassidy retires off with some damage to his right nerve bar.
Yeah, something up underneath that right front corner. So another, the yellow stayed on. There was another piece of something out on the racetrack of possibly what was left of Michael Kendall's suspension from earlier on. Sean Inslee, he retires out of the sixth position in points after the first night. Clawson, the points leader, he leads. Jerry Coons Jr. third in the points, is second. Second in the points going into tonight, Michael Pickens is in the sixth spot off this restart. He got ahead of Shane Alec off that last one. Lap 11 restart. Third race distance, Clawson leads them down to the flag.
So Brian Clawson leads them through. Jerry Coons Jr. tucks in nice and low with a late gallop, sticking right out wide by the fence and three-wheeling it around turn two as they all ride the cushion. Here comes Pickens.
He was up against the pit gate with a right rear drive for Lambo Connor to flip. Here comes the reigning 30 lap World Derby winner and the reigning NZ1. We got the US one, the Australia one, and the NZ one now in the top five as Lloyd's really out of shape in front of Pickens, and Nathan Smee is right in the battle. Three wide off turn number four. Lloyd goes through to third. Americans first, second on third on lap number 13. Pickens continues to run that high line and should get around Nathan Smee to four.
Great action out of front. Clawson, Coons Jr., followed by Lloyd. Michael Pickens now from grid 17 up to fourth position, should I say. Right up on the wall, Jamie, just riding that cushion.
He's up over the cushion. He's pulling wheel fence. Lloyd ran up against the pit gate with the right rear into three. Lost him a little bit of time, and Pickens is within a car length of the reigning power champ. Pickens is running so high through one. He's just about not making the corner. He's going inside high. Loose side run through three. Pickens with the slider on Lloyd. Lloyd, though, with the exit slider off the exit of four, gets him back. It is all on between the reigning power number one and the New Zealand number one as well.
Pickens is on the charge. He's trying to reel in Kearns out of front course. Oh, no! You're upside down! One upside down, number one, one and two!
Can't quite see who it is. It's Wayne Green, you reckon? Oh, Green. And Nathan Smee retires to the infield.
So we lose the Australian champion.
He's obviously got further engine dramas. They haven't got it sorted. He had a strong first heat. Was going right the second heat, and after about six laps, just started to lose power.
It wasn't so long ago this race went green to checkers, Jamie. Three seasons ago.
Yeah, it did. Certainly see that. So Wayne Green. Now, Greeny was seventh in the points. He finished seventh on the opening night of the Crown Plaza Auckland International Midget World Series. So another one in the top 10, just having some dramas. Your points leader leads from third in the points and second in the points. So Jerry Coombs Jr. and I think Pickens would pretty much be tied on points, just with the point separation lead back and forth. O'Connor fifth. Davey Ray up into sixth. Shane Alec seventh. Then you go back to Brian Edwards, Brock Maskevich, two of the young midget rookies. Dave Jick, Philippa Melrose, Craig Atchison, and Ricky McGough. We've got seven retirements at lap number 16.
Well, I don't know about you, but I certainly think it's interesting to note Michael Pickens. He's really running where angels fear to tread, right by that wall. There's really nothing between himself and the concrete.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, we just had a replay, I think, of the Wayne Green incident on the big screen. What other thing we can report from down here, Sean Inslee in the 77 car, was a broken exhaust on that as well, broken muffler.
All right, so Clawson, Jerry Coombs Jr., Michael Pickens, Brad Loyette, Shane O'Connor, Davey Ray, Shane Alec, Brian Edwards, Brock Maskevich, Dave Jick, Philly Melrose, Craig Atchison, and Ricky McGough. There's 13 race cars left on the track. Nathan Smee retired out of the fourth spot. As we're going back to green, 14 to go. What's Pickens got on the top? I think Clawson's just got something ready and white to take on the closing Pickens.
Great start around Pickens out wide. Loyette trying to have a big look at him. They've all closed the gap now. Kearns, it's following the leader. Clawson moves out wide. Kearns is out wide. Pickens is out wide. Loyette's out wide. O'Connell's the only one running the low line.
Yeah, they're starting to widen up the racetrack. Clawson up over the cushion. Kearns trying to get a run at him through the middle. Loyette gets out of shape. Alec, he had to sort of half split up and avoid it. Loses the spot to Davey Ray. Davey Ray's on a bit of a charge here now, working on Brad Loyette. So the four Americans inside the top six. Pickens has got nothing for Clawson and Kearns. Clawson looks so comfortable out in front. He's still got the fastest lap of the race with 12 laps left to go.
12 laps to go. Brian Clawson, Jerry Kearns Jr., Michael Pickens. Great battle for fourth, fifth, and sixth between O'Connor. Oh, Clawson. He almost got a wrong wheel standing. Down the back straightaway as Kearns tries to reel in the young driver.
Yeah, the reigning New Zealand Midget champ. He's having to work a lot harder than he did here on night number one for the 25. He was so dominant, just rolling the throttle off the exit of the corner and keeping the car straight. He had the best right rear tyre. And over goes another one.
Alec.
Shane Alec in the Parker Store, Lucas Oils 11.
Alec, good Barry, you're at the wrong end of the venue, my friend.
Yeah, certainly, and tonight, aren't I? In this race anyway, we'll have a bit of a wander down, see if we can find out what happened with Nathan Smee.
Well, Shane, what about that? Shane Alec, he was certainly having some problems exiting turn number two, and it just went all wrong for him in the middle. I'm not sure if we have a replay of that or not, but goodness gracious me, he won't be happy.
Yeah, he's not alone there. They're just, again, looking at different lines, two lanes on the racetrack. But Clawson and Kearns look really good on the bottom and the middle. Michael's trying to get that top line to stick. He's pulling wheel stands up over the cushion into turn number one. So lap 20 completed. Shane Alec up and out of the car, folks. Former national champion, the former 50-lap midget world champion, going no further on night two for the Crown Plaza Auckland International Midget Car Series.
We've still got we completed two-thirds of the race, so we've got 10 laps to go, plus we've still got the international sprint cars to come.
Pickens pulls up alongside Jerry Coombs Jr. Somehow I don't even think that's going to intimidate Jerry Coombs Jr. He's won a lot of races up in the US, one of only five USAC Triple Crown winners. We've had four of the USAC Triple Crown winners too here in New Zealand. Tony Stewart's been the only one that's never been to New Zealand. He's in Australia racing at the moment, though. Would like to go back out. Clawson, Jerry Coombs Jr., who looked a lot better off that last restart. Pickens might have to do something a little bit different as we go back to war. 10 to go for the 30-lap World Derby. Shane O'Connor, how good is this kid? Pickens up over the cushion again. O'Connor's trying to work that bottom layer back there in fifth. Davey Ray in sixth. The four Americans inside the top six as Clawson goes upstairs. Coon's trying to get the middle group working as Pickens is right on the cushion through one and two. There's Jerry Coons Jr. pulls up alongside, but Clawson gets the exit run off too. He may just be starting to wear out that top groove because Jerry Coons Jr. looks to be a lot better through one and two in the middle of the racetrack.
He moves down low though. So Clawson moves low through one and two. Coons follows through Pickens. There's about a 2-car gap between them. Third, second, and third. Then they go back to Pickens. O'Connor, Loyette trying to get around the inside. Davey Ray and young Brock Miskovich.
Yeah, Loyette tried to slide on O'Connor. He didn't have enough momentum. Jerry Coons Jr. within 2 car lengths of Brian Clawson. 7 to go to lap 24. He's got the low side run. Tried the slider, but Clawson's too good on the top. He's really going to have to make it stick and get it in from a long way back off the pit gate. They're getting away from Michael Pickens, who jumps the cushion again, loses more ground. He's lost about 8 car lengths to Clawson and Jerry Coons Jr. The United Truck Parts Mopar powered team with Brian Clawson leading the points. 5 to go.
5 laps to go. Clawson bounces himself out of turn two. Right behind him is the car 3 and Wendy. He's literally right behind him. Then we go back to Pickens, who's not able to really do much ground on this one, is he?
Davey Ray with the big launch down the inside of O'Connor for a moment, picked up fifth, and O'Connor goes back right by him off the exit of 4 low side. White flag not too far away. Clawson just starting to get away a little bit now from Jerry Coons Jr. To the same top 3 from the opening night, but Coons and Pickens have reversed their position. Clawson with the race lead, Moyer closing in on Michael Pickens. We may have a battle for third coming up here shortly. Pickens is now starting to struggle on the top of the racetrack.
Moyer's really putting the pressure on them. 2 laps to go. Quick lap time of 14.921 for Moyer. Lap traffic coming into this time round. Just see the white flag.
Oh, Ricky McGuff just about went around in front of Clawson. As the white flag comes out, Moyer tries to dive bomb on Pickens. 1 to go. Clawson looking for 2 from 2 for the International Midget World Series. Jerry Coons Jr. gets bogged up behind the back marker as Clawson made a little mistake up too as well. But there's a lap car between them. Clawson, the reigning New Zealand champ, going to win it. Moyer throws the dive bomb side on Pickens. Misses up. It is Brian Clawson with the victory from Jerry Coons Jr. Michael Pickens, Brad Moyer, Shane O'Connor, Davey Ray. Go back to Brock Maskovich, Brian Edwards, Dave Jack, Philippa Melrose, Craig Atchison, and Ricky McGough. Come on, Western Spring, show your appreciation. The young USAC star wins 2 from 2 for the opening 2 rounds of the Crown International. It's in a Midget World Series. That is just a stunning, stunning race.
The world's best in the eyes of many here. Jerry Coons Jr. gave it all. Michael Pickens came from way at the back there on position 17. But unbelievable time. Unbelievable time. Brian Clawson is unbeatable here at Western Springs. Show your appreciation, folks. Hey, what a drive in the 39 United Truck Parts Machine. Jerry Coons Jr. in second. Michael Pickens in third. Barry Brown, the atmosphere must be absolutely electric.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic down here, Aaron, obviously. Getting the American flag out. Lots of bitty climbs on the roll cage. Brian Clawson!
Just wait for Brownie to catch up with a very, very happy Clawson and the United Truck Parts crew. 2 out of 2 for the King chassis. Mopar combination and Brownie down there with him. Just wait for him to get his helmet off.
Yeah, we're just, slowly getting his gear off, so to speak. And, the harness device, the helmet. Brian Clawson, we're going to stop meeting like this, or you might disagree. This is unbelievable, man. These guys right here behind me deserve most of the credit. They gave me a great race for all night. From completely different track conditions at the beginning of the night in a really, kind of wet drivey track to a slick with a cushion here and a little bit rough. So I can't say enough about these guys. The United Park King chassis was awesome. Hopefully we haven't used up all our luck before the 50, but we need to just keep this thing going. These guys behind me, I can't thank them enough for this opportunity, Brian and Annette and everybody that's helped with this thing put together. I'm glad it's paying off for them because I'm excited to be here and having a blast. Right, now we'll just ask you one more question. On the podium on the first night, Jerry Coons Jr. said he felt he was in a different race to you. wasn't the case tonight, was it? He was up inside you, that you knew he was there. Yeah, you know, we were, I kind of committed to the top there earlier, and it hurt me, and then I made a run back up to him, and I kind of had a sneaking suspicion that the bottom was going to come in over there. We were just sliding so long to avoid the curb, and he showed me the nose, and we were able to get down there before he cleared us, and so he definitely showed me the line there, and we were able to capitalize 2, 3, and 4, and then hold him off for the rest of the race. All right, we'll see you back on January the 1st. We'll be here.
You managed to move up a spot and obviously a lot closer, running on the same pace tonight.
Yeah, definitely. The Wendy's car was a lot better tonight. Would have been nice to be in front of that 39 there, but, you know, he's been beating us all up in the United States lately, too, so come over here and still get beat up by him. I was hoping he'd stay home, but Brian and I are good friends and a lot of fun to race with him, and, you know, he's good. I had one shot and went on the bottom. After that, I mean, I knew that was pretty much it. He's no dummy, and he jumped down there and, you know, ran that line. So he did a good job. I mean, there was places where I was a little bit better than him. There was places, probably more places, where he was better than us. But now, like I said, I feel a lot better tonight. Guys, you know, we worked hard. They've all worked hard and scratching our heads and figure out where we kind of screwed up the other night. So excited to, you know, second a lot better. Nice to be on his rear bumper tonight and not a straightaway back. So thank all the fans for coming out. You don't know how many years this is now, but I just love coming down here.
All right, we'll just catch up quickly with Michael Pickens as well. And, man, really, really tough night doing that dip earlier. Michael having to start way back on the grid. And, you know, you came through the field, you got into third, got the caution. But I guess to some extent the car was a little bit used up by the time you got to third.
Yeah, pretty much. We were thrashing on the car all night, and obviously it hurt us just a little bit, but we obviously had the third best car out there, and that's probably by a long shot. But you've got to thank all the guys, Don Kay, my car owner, Tim, Steve-O, all the crew that have done such an awesome job with this car tonight, and we probably shouldn't even be racing, you know, they've done such a fabulous job. We had a brake rotor, hang up in that second heat race, and you know, guys are bleeding the brakes once again, so we only just made it out, so, you know, it's truly is a credit to them.
All right, two more nights to go.
Yeah, we've run second and third now, so only got one more to improve.
All right, best of luck with that, Michael.
Yeah, thank you.
So for the second straight night, Brian Clausen wins the International Midget World Series at Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand. Tonight, it's the World Derby 30-lap feature event. Clausen taking the lead on lap number 5 and holding off the challenges of Jerry Coons Jr. And over the past two nights, Clausen has led 50 out of 55 laps. The finishing order, Brian Clausen your winner, Jerry Coons Jr. second, Michael Pickens third. You just heard from those two gentlemen, Brad Loyett fourth, Shane O'Connor fifth, and Davey Ray rounding out the top 6. Our next broadcast comes to you on New Year's Day, and it is the King of the Springs 40-lap feature event, and of course, joining me in the pre-race show will be Graham Standring. On behalf of myself, Graham Standring, Jamie McCarthy, and everybody at Western Springs Speedway, we wish you a joyous, happy, healthy, and safe, and prosperous new year. We look forward to talking to you on January the 1st. I'm Sean Wood. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you on January the 1st right here with round number 3 of the International Midget World Series from Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand. So long, everybody.